Well, let's turn to the hymn 701 for our opening hymn of praise. Welcome you all in the Saviour's name. Thank you for coming on this Children's Day. 701, come to the Saviour, make no delay. Here in his word, he has shown us the way. And we're going to stand to sing when we get some notes of music. We encourage you to sing your best even this evening. 701 on the page 459. Seeking the Lord together in prayer, we encourage you to bow head and heart before the Lord. And if you know Christ as Savior and you're on praying ground, then pray for the children and God's servant as they participate in the service this evening. Let's seek the Lord together in prayer. Our loving and eternal Heavenly Father, we come into thy house and into thy presence again on this glorious Lord's Day evening with grateful and thankful hearts for all that God has done for us in Christ and in redemption and for salvation. We come, dear God, rejoicing this evening for one that was sent from glory, the person of thine own dear Son, to live among the human race as that sinless, spotless, unblemished, flawless, faultless Son of God and Son of Man. We thank thee, O God, for the life that he lived on our behalf. Thank you for every law and commandment that he obeyed to its entirety. Thank thee that he obeyed the law in spirit and in letter. O God, we praise thee that he was therefore able to die for sin. We thank thee that die he did. What a death he died. What a death he died there on Calvary's middle tree. Thank thee that he there took our sin in his own body on the tree. We thank thee, O God, that he became the great sin bearer, the great scapegoat, as it were, one who carried away our sins to the satisfaction of God. We thank thee that Christ has died for sin and paid the sin debt to its full. We rejoice that there's nothing to be done and nothing to be added to a finished work, but all we must do is to receive. But as many as receive him, To them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. We pray, O God, that tonight there might be a receiving of Christ, a believing on his name. We pray, O God, that even the children, what they will say and that what they will do, O God, might be a means of challenging hearts. We realize that many a heart is hard. Many a heart is callous towards the things of God. And yet, dear God, we believe that out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, as thou ordained strength, we believe, O God, that even a little child, through the speaking of thy word, through the singing of thy praise, has even the ability to touch maybe a grandparent's heart, maybe a father's heart, a mother's heart. O God, we pray that there might be the touching of hearts tonight. We thank thee, O God, that it is the Lord who opens the heart. We thank thee, O God, there at Philippi, at the riverside, the Lord opened Lydia's heart. O God, open the hearts of men and women tonight to the gospel. Lord, do a wonderful and a glorious thing among us, even in this place tonight. We thank thee for everyone gathered in, family and friends and loved ones, neighbors, O God, in the house of God tonight. We pray that you'll encourage, O Father, their hearts and speak to them, those that know not Christ as Savior. We think of maybe even some who participated in Children's Day services themselves and are still not saved, still strangers to God. And Lord, we pray for such that there might be a turning to the Savior. And Lord, that there'll be no delay as we've been singing about in our opening praise. May they come to the Savior, and may they make no longer any delay. O answer prayer, fill this house with thy presence and power, and bring glory and praise to thy name. For we offer these our prayers and petitions, in and through that name that is above every name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, we welcome you in the Savior's name. We want to thank you for coming, and we value your presence with us tonight. And we're going to commence our program and our Children's Day service here, and we're going to ask Niamh Montgomery, and she's going to come and welcome you all at this time.
We'd like to say good evening as we extend to you a hearty welcome from our church to friends both old and new. We're so glad you could join with us as we recite and sing, for on this special Children's Day, our praise to Christ we bring.
And we do give you one and all a hearty welcome. The choir's going to come and sing at this time, and they're going to sing God Speaks Through His Word, I'm Told, and Wonderful Works of Creation. And these songs are concerning the Word of God, and we thank God that each boy and girl is taught the Word of God in our Sunday school. They're going to sing for you at this time.
It shows our God.
Gracious and glorious gospel, wonderful, wonderful book. And the Word of God is a wonderful book. We're going to have some men coming here, and they're going to recite Nathan Montgomery, Peter Laverty, and Jonathan Wilson. And they're going to recite for us the Book of Books, the Bible. The Book of Books, the Bible.
The Book of Books, the Bible, priceless thy treasure, word of grace and truth, the comfort of old age and the friend of youth. Within thy sacred pages we may find wisdom and knowledge to enrich the mind.
Guidance assured to direct our way, warning of danger lest we go astray. Happy the child who learns thy precepts well, happy the land where there rings thy gospel bell.
Thrice happy those who all thy words obey, which shall abide when earth has passed away. 66 books the way of life unfold, priest, poet, peasant have the story told, whilst kings and prophets of the Hebrew race, with pen inspired, man's history retrace.
Happy the child who learns thy precepts well, and that is our prayer for the children and young people in our Sunday school. Now we're going to have a duet at this time, and two brothers are going to come and sing to us, Isaac and Ethan Brown, and they're going to sing When I Was Just a Little Child.
When I was just a little child, my mother bought for me a lovely box of colour crayons, 50p. I picked them up, I opened them, and when I looked inside, four colours, they reminded me of Jesus when he died. Yellow, the glory he left his home on high. Line is the cross on which he came to die. Black is my sin which he bore upon the tree. Red, that is precious blood that cleanses me. I coloured and I coloured till my crayons were all gone, and though I'm growing older, still a memory lingers on. Four colours, they will never fade, they point to Calvary, where on the cross the Son of God revealed his love to me. Yellow, the glory he left his home on high. Blind is the cross on which he came to die. Black is my sin which he bore upon the tree. Red, that is precious blood that cleanses me.
It was well sung, but think of the truths of what they've been singing about the cross of Calvary. Black is our sin, he bore upon the tree, red that crimson blood that cleanses me. I wonder, can you say that? Have your sins been cleansed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? Thank you, Isaac and Ethan. I'm going to have a Bible recitation from memory and now, and Luke Murphy is going to come and he's going to recite for us from John's Gospel. Luke Murphy.
The Bible says in John chapter 14, 1-6, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Well, thank you. Luke, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's what Jesus Christ said. And I trust that you understand that and you receive that and you act upon that. And I trust that you'll come by God's way, the way of the cross. This time we're going to have a poem, and Luke McCallion is going to recite for us, Jesus Paid My Debt.
Jesus. Jesus paid a debt I owed, a debt I could not pay. It was only by his merciful grace that for me there was a way. He came to pay for our sins at such an awful cost. They put the crown of thorns upon his head and nailed him to the cross. Jesus had to stay upon the cruel cross, you see, for he was hanging there suffering for you and me. He had to stay upon the cross, the price for our sins to pay. Then he cried, "It is finished," and the debt was paid in full that day.
Wondered, have you ever felt being in debt? You maybe are in debt tonight. And the thought, "I can't pay my debt," brings terrible fear, doesn't it, into your heart and your mind. And you're thinking, well, maybe the bailiffs will come. Maybe they'll be putting us out of the house because we can't pay the debt. The fear that there is, the anxiety that it brings. And surely our sin is a debt. Sin is a debt. We read there concerning the disciples' prayer, "Forgive us our debts." And sin is a debt, and we can never pay that debt. But Christ has paid the debt. That's the wonderful news of the gospel. And thank God he can pay your sin debt if you'd only but bow the knee and trust alone in him this evening. I'm going to have another or a solo at this time, and Rhoda Laverty is going to come. She's going to sing "Dare to Stand."
Take your stand with the Son of God, oh, be faithful to his name. Plant your feet on the word of God, it shall ever be the same. Dare to stand alone for Christ, claim the blood he sacrificed. We are marching toward our goal, all the world before us lies. With our captain we shall endure, till we gain the heavenly prize. Dare to stand alone for Christ, claim the blood he sacrificed, lifts the name of Jesus high, press onward to the sky. Join us, Christian, and take your stand, daily feast upon his word. Face the foe with your sword in hand, till the victory shout is heard. Dare to stand alone for Christ, claim the blood he sacrificed, lifts the name of Jesus high, press onward to sky.
May God help us all to stand for Christ, even in these days when the tide is out and when the enemy is raging. May the Lord help us to be like Daniels, to stand up and to stand out for the Lord Jesus Christ. Take your sword, it says. Face the foe with your sword in hand, till the victory shout is heard. And the word of God is described as a sword, and we're going to ask Aaron Wilson, and he's going to come just now, and he's going to recite a poem entitled "My Bible."
My Bible tells me lots of things, like how the world began, about God's wonderful creation and Adam the first man, It tells me to know it and all about the flood. It tells me Jesus died for me and shed his precious blood. It's all written in the Bible. God's precious word is true. It's been around for many years, as old you ever knew.
How precious is the word that reveals to us salvation's plan. Thank you, Aaron. We're going to have a Bible recitation for memory again, and Noah Murphy and Lewis Montgomery are coming to recite for us Psalm 32. So Noah and Lewis come ahead, and they're going to recite Psalm 32 just at this time.
Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture was turned into the drought of summer season. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I'll confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sins either. For lift every one that is godly, pray unto me in the time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the flood of great waters I shall not come nigh unto him.
Thou art my hiding place, thou shalt preserve me from trouble, thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance either. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, I will guide thee with my eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye upright in heart.
We're perfect men, and we thank you for reciting that great psalm to us, reminding us of what it is to be forgiven, the happy man. Who is the happy man? Well, the world says today the happy man is the one with a two-storied house and a nice car in the driveway and a lovely family. And those things, yes, do bring joy, but surely the happiest man is the one whose sins are forgiven. Are your sins forgiven? Have you been forgiven? And has the debt been paid? Have you received Christ as your Saviour? Thank God, he then will instruct you and teach you in the way in which you should go. We're going to have a solo. Joe McMullen's coming to sing and play at this time. And he's asking the question, would you be free from your burden of sin? I trust the answer to that is yes, and that he'll tell you how that can be possible. So Joe, come ahead and sing at this time for us. Thank you.
There is power.
thank you, Joe, for singing to us. And I trust that all know what it is to have their sins washed in the blood of the Lamb. At this time, we welcome one and all to the service once again. And let me thank you for coming, family, friends, loved ones, neighbours. And even if you're an enemy, we're glad to see you in the house of God this evening. And we trust that you know the warmth of welcome. It's warm in this house tonight. And I trust that God will bless us and keep us all standing, even while the meeting is going on. Can I say that there will be DVDs available? We're able to get the DVDs up and running. And they'll be available not tonight, but we trust in coming weeks. So if you want a DVD of the service, you can get one of them. We'll give one to each family within the Sunday school. That's about seven within the Sunday school, seven families. And then if you want to order above that, well, then you speak to some of us and we'll be able to make a note particularly of that. But welcome one and all, and a special word of welcome to Brother Chris, who's come along, or Brother Mr. Killen, as he's come to bring the word of God. He's our speaker for today. Continue to pray for him. Our Brother Chris works with those that are addicted to drugs and to alcohol within society. He's been telling me just there that nearly every day or every other day, a new family contacts him with respect to his work among drug addicts. And that happened today. Yet another family today who rang him with respect to those who have got caught in the snare of sin. And you pray for God's servant that he'll know much wisdom as he deals with such people. But we welcome him again in the Saviour's most precious name. Very quickly, the announcements. Wednesday night is our Bible study and prayer meeting. We're bringing a closing message on assurance of salvation. Many struggle with that, and we're continuing to think about that, thinking about the apostolic test that John gives us in 1 John to whether a person has been genuinely saved or not. We encourage you to come along, and then we'll get down to prayer. And then next Lord's Day, 10:30, the Sunday school and Bible class, 12 noon, the family worship service, followed by our communion service. 3:30, the bi-weekly gospel open air, our brother Mr. Edwin Kilpatrick preaching. 7 o'clock, the gospel service, and I'll be preaching at the services next Lord's Day in the will of God. The annual church barbecue is on Friday the 22nd of June here at the church in the church grounds at 7 p.m. They're listed in the hallway. Please sign up. Let us know how many you're planning to bring with you, and we'll cater for your friends and your family. We want to encourage as many as possible to come, so let me encourage all within the church, the work of God here, and friends to come on that evening, Friday the 22nd of June. Then, ladies, your outing is on Saturday the 30th of June. Place your name again on the list within the hallway. The building fund for May came to £300, and we thank you sincerely in the Saviour's precious name. That's all by way of announcements, and so we're going to turn to an offering hymn. If you haven't come prepared, we normally just have a retiring offering in our evening service. So if you haven't come prepared, just pass the plate along. But we're singing 687, There's a Friend for Little Children Above the Bright Blue Sky. 687, we remain seated for the opening part of the hymn, please.
There's a friend for little children above the bright blue sky, a friend who never changes, whose love will never die.
verse 6, the final verse, please.
There's a hope for little children above the bright blue sky. A harmful sweet is music and hands of victory. Oh, our love is treasure and find in Christ alone. Oh, come, dear little children, that all may be your own.
And I thank our sister, Mrs. Strong, for all that she's done over the last month or so to prepare the children. We deeply appreciate all of her labours of love, and we trust that God will bless her as she saw everything coming together. We'll maybe not speak too soon, we still have to sing again, but we're trusting that God will help them and all the Sunday school teachers. And can I thank you, the parents, for sending your children to the Sunday school? We really appreciate it, and we don't take it for granted. I want to thank you for it. We still believe in the need for a Sunday school and the need to teach the boys and girls and the things of God. And if you know any children that could come and join us Lord's Day after Lord's Day, we'll be glad to have them, especially if you know of any girls, because we only have two girls in our Sunday school. But we're trusting that that will change next year with some new intake. But if you know of any others, we'll be glad to have them at Sunday school, and they'll be taught the things of God. They'll not be taught any nonsense. They'll be taught the Word of God and the truth of God. And we'll leave then the rest to the Lord and what the Lord will do even with His truth in their hearts. So we thank you one and all for all your efforts in the gospel. We're going to have another Bible recitation from memory. And Jonathan McMullen and Samuel Laverty is going to come and recite for us that great psalm, the psalm number 46, Luther's psalm. And may God help them as they recite it to us at this time.
Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early.
The heathen rage, the kingdoms removed, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, he cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the jar in the fire. Be still, know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah.
And if the Lord of hosts be with us, who can be against us? The choir coming to sing their final two pieces. God has made a place for his own, we're told. And then my Saviour left heaven's bright glory. And I also thank Thomas for helping us, and also our brother Colin for all of his labours in the media room. We appreciate your help even this evening. We'll have the choir singing these last two pieces just now.
God has made a place for his own, we're told, where the streets are fashioned of the purest gold. Everyone is happy in that life so bright, for there is no sorrow through death or night. In God's home on high there can be no sin. All must look to Jesus we would enter in. For the Bible tells us all have sinned, we know. There is no one worthy on earth below. God so loved the world that his Son he gave on the cross to suffer guilt.
Thank you, boys and girls and young people, for all that you've done over today and over the last month in preparation for this day. And I know that my heart has been blessed. I trust your heart has been blessed. And may the worship of the boys and girls be found to be acceptable in God's sight. We're glad, as I've said, to have our brother Chris, our brother Mr. Killen with us, and he's coming to bring the word of God to your hearts and my heart at this particular time.
I want to thank Reverend Stewart very much for the words of welcome.
It's really nice to be with you, and I trust indeed that the Lord will bless. Thank you, boys and girls and young people, for your programme. It was excellent. I could have listened to you a lot longer. I'm sure most of you could. We really have been blessed being here today. I want to read just a portion or a few verses with you. Now, these have been verses that have already been recited. John chapter 14, and I know that it was not Luke that brought them earlier and recited them. And that was wonderful. But here in John chapter 14, we're just going to read some verses together. The Lord Jesus here was telling his disciples that he was soon going to depart. He was leaving the world behind, but he was going to prepare a place for them. He was going to return again. And the Lord here was speaking very powerfully and yet personally to his disciples. In verse 4, speaking about leaving them, he says in verse 4 of John 14, "And whither I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Amen. We pray that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Let's just bow very briefly and momentarily in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we want to thank thee for thy love and mercy toward us. We bless thee for the message that has already been proclaimed. We thank thee for the love of Christ, dying to save sinners. And Lord, we marvel in thy presence that thou wouldst condescend to love us and to die on the cross for us. We pray for every child. Lord, bless them as they grow up. Keep thy hand upon them as they soon get off school. Watch over them throughout the summer period. And we pray, Lord, it will please thee to bless not only the children, but their parents and their families. Remember every Sabbath school teacher, and we thank thee for the work and labour of love. Lord, continue with us and bless us this evening, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, boys and girls, this evening, I'm going to speak on the subject of making a journey. And of course, I made the journey from Lisburn right up here to Portgannon this evening as well as this morning. Now, if you were making a journey, there are different things that you could use to plot your journey. For instance, you could use a map. You could, you know, get the map out and you could think about where you were going. You could write it down. You could, you know, also, have you ever heard of a, who's heard of a GPS or a sat-nav? So you all know what sat-navs are. And I can take the phone out and I can put the sat-nav in. Now, I know a man, one of our ministers, actually, he's got a, it's not a sat-nav, he's got a sat-nag. Mm-hmm. And how I know he's got it, because I bought him it. And I got him it for Christmas, and when he put it in the car, and whenever he presses a button, it's a bit like the wife, and it says to him, I told you took the wrong turn. You should have took the other direction. You're going too fast. You need to slow down. And so he's got a sat-nag and a sat-nav. But you know, when we're making a journey, all of us boys and girls, we're all making a journey. Everybody in this church building tonight is on a journey. Every one of us. We are all travelling down the road of life. That journey commenced at birth. And the very moment that you and I were born to this world, we're born making a journey, we're journeying toward eternity. Every one of us are on this journey. And here we are heading down, we're travelling down the road of life. And the Bible gives us very clear directions. Boys and girls, the Bible tells us, as we travel through life, how to make sure that we're travelling the right direction and that we're going to heaven. You see, the reality is that when we're born into this world, we are not born travelling the right direction. Because of our sin nature, our sin problem, we're going the wrong way. In fact, we read in John chapter 14 about the one way. And I've got some signs with me this evening. And here's the first sign here, and it is, of course, the one-way sign. I'm going to refer to this a few times, or quite a number of times this evening. One way. I remember a friend of mine, I have to be very careful what I say here. He was just a newbie in the police, in the old RUC, and he was on the border. And he was getting trained. He was out with the sergeant. He was telling him about the things you need to look out for. It's people who were driving. One of them was women. Oh, there's a touchy subject. My wife's a better driver than I am, by the way. And then, another, I'm not going to say them all, but one of them, well, certain types of people you need to look out for. Let's just put it that way. And he said to me, you know, it came true because one day I was standing, and this was years and years later in the police, and he said I was standing on a one-way street and a man was coming the opposite direction. He said he was actually driving up the street the wrong way. And he said, I jumped out. And I said, sir, stop. This is a one-way street. You know what he said? Officer, I'm only going the one way. But he was going the wrong way. The Bible tells us about getting to heaven and the right way to take. So I've got some signs for me. Who would like to hold one of these up? Why, see your hand. Your hand was up like a bullet. Come on ahead. Or as we would say in Lisburn, a bullet. Belfast, a bullet. There you go. Now, I'm not going to ask you to guess it because most children get it wrong. Most people tend to think this is a stop sign, which it isn't. This is the no entry sign. No entry. And what that means is motor vehicles, motor cars are not allowed to go up that road. Now, whenever we think about the one way sign or the no entry sign, boys and girls, it reminds us, it takes us right back to the beginning of creation. God placing Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden there, and God saying to Adam, Adam, you can eat from every tree here in the midst of the garden but one. You must not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's right in the middle. Adam, do not disobey me. However, the Bible tells us how Adam did disobey God, how he sinned. Sin entered into the world. God hates sin, for God is holy and perfect. And so the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 3 that God drove out the man, and he put Adam and Eve there out of the Garden of Eden. And not only did he put man outside the Garden of Eden, but there at the east of the Garden of Eden, at the gate, he placed cherubims, them angelic angels, creatures, and he also placed a flaming sword. And so Adam and Eve, they couldn't go back into the Garden of Eden. They were put out of the presence of God. No entry. You can't go back in. And it reminds us about how sin separates us from God. Thank you very much. And somebody else? Yes, come on ahead. You can hold this one here up. Because God placed Adam and Eve outside of the garden. And here we have this next one here. And this one here is the work sign. And by the way, triangles mean warning. So whenever you see a sign with a triangle up, means warning. And it warns you about something. The circle signs, they tell you to do something. So in other words, if it's a circle with a 30, you must not go over 30. So here we have the warning sign. Warning works. And so the Bible warns us about our works. You see, sadly, although we're separated from God because of our sin, many people tend to think, well, you know what? I can do my best. I can work my way to God. After all, that'll be good enough for me. Now, I'm sure, boys and girls, that Adam and Eve were asked questions by Cain and Abel, their sons. I'm sure they must have said, Mum, Dad, why can't we go into the Garden of Eden? Why are we not allowed to go there? Now, the Bible doesn't tell, but I'm sure that must have happened. And they would have responded by saying and telling them what happened. Sin entered into the world. They were put out of the garden. But boys, here's a way. You've got to come to worship God. You've got to come by the blood sacrifice. The animal must die. The blood must be shed because sin must be paid for. But Cain, he thought, well, one day, well, you know what? I know I've been taught that this is the way to God, but I'll be able to work my way to God. In fact, God's going to be pleased with what I can do. And so Cain, he went out and he done his very best. He was a farmer. He got the harvest of fruits and he brought it to God. But God did not accept it. In fact, he rejected it. However, Abel came with a sacrifice, the lamb that was slain. And Abel's sacrifice was, of course, accepted by God. The only way to God is by the blood and by the blood of Jesus. So anyway, there's no other way to heaven than through the blood of Christ. Sad to think that many people think, well, as long as I'm a good person. You know what? My mum and dad, boys and girls, my dad in particular was a very good man. Most people would have said he was a Christian. After all, he read his Bible, and he said his prayers, he went to church, he didn't swear, he didn't drink, he didn't smoke, he didn't do any of those things. But he wasn't a Christian. And all the while he was doing his best works. But the Bible tells us we need to be saved. And so, warning. The warning is, works will not save us. And I'm going to hold up the next one. And this next one here, here it is. It is the stop sign. Stop. And this here sign instructs us that when you come to the end of the road, you've got to stop. It doesn't mean come up to the end of the road and just keep on going. Boys and girls, you've got to stop. Now I want you to do something tonight. You look for the road signs on the way home and what lessons you've learned, okay? And even over the next days. And maybe you'll be traveling soon and you'll be going on a journey. How many of you, where would you go to here? If you were going for a journey, a day out, where would you go? The port? Yeah, most people from Lisburn, we tend to go to Newcastle. The port's too far away from Lisburn. So most people from Lisburn go to Newcastle, and the county down in the Mourns. But say you were going, and you were going there to the port, and you come across this sign, it means stop. You need to stop the car. Why? Because there is danger ahead. Do you know that we all live in a very busy life, don't we? The speed of life, it's so fast.
And everything we have now, people just don't want to wait. It's all instantaneous. Whether that's coming right down to food, stick it in, ding, there you are, you have it. Everything's instant. You have to have it now. Do you know what God says to us all? Stop. Be still. And know that I am God. Just stop all that you're doing. Stop all that you're thinking about. And just think about me. Think about the purpose of life. Think about why you're here. Think about where you're headed. Think about the journey you're on. Just stop. And we all need to stop and to think about God. Now, who could hold up this next one? I'm looking for it here because that's not the right saying. I'll get it here. Here it is. And yes, in the middle. One ahead. You can hold that one up for me? Yeah, you're having a look at it. All right. It's the crossroads sign. The crossroads. Now, when you say the crossroads, you'll see that there are two roads that meet. You see, the Bible tells us, and it makes it very clear, that as sinners, we are not going the right direction in life. In fact, we're going away from God. Our sins are taking us to everlasting ruin. We're traveling down the road to destruction, and we need to turn, and the direction of our lives needs to change. And when you come to the crossroads, there's a number of things you can do. You can just keep on going. Or you can change direction, and the direction of your life can change. And I'm glad it's at the cross. That's where the direction of our lives change. It's at the cross. It's at the cross of Calvary. Boys and girls, the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, he went to the cross, and there his lovely hands were taken. The nails were put through the hands and through his feet. And he was beaten. And his vision was marred more than any man. And the Bible tells us his back was like an open field. And he suffered and he bled and he died. And there at the cross, the Lord Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. Why? That we might be saved from our sins. That we don't have to travel down that same direction and be lost. That we can be saved. And praise God at the cross. That's where our lives can be changed. Not only for a few moments, but they can be changed forever. I wonder, are you still traveling down the road, the broad road that leads to destruction? Or are you saved by the grace of God? And are you traveling to heaven? Who would like to hold this next one? One ahead. Here it is. Give way. And so this give way sign, you come to the end of the road. Boys and girls, you look out for it, right? Give way means that you come up the end of the road and there's nothing coming, you can just keep on going around, right? Give way. Another word we use is yield or surrender. And whenever we think about giving way, here's something that every single one of us needs to do in this meeting. We need to give way to God. We need to yield our lives to God. We need to give our hearts to Jesus Christ. The direction of our lives can change forever, and we need to surrender our lives to the Lord. I wonder, have you done that? Are you a Christian? Now, remember, no one is born a Christian. You must be born again. We all have a physical birthday. But I wonder, do you have two birthdays? Do you have a spiritual birthday? A day, a time, an hour. Whenever you trusted Christ as Savior and you were born again, born into God's family. Thank you very much. Held it up really, really well. That was tremendous. We're nearly through the list. Who can hold this one? Go on ahead. And this one here is simply the warning sign. And when you see this right away as a driver, you should be saying, danger. And usually it'll have something underneath it like tree cutting or whatever it may be. And we're warned, danger ahead. Boys and girls, do you know that Noah, for 120 years, that's a long time, isn't it? For 120 years, Noah warned the people on the earth. He warned them, God is holy. Judgment is coming. God is going to judge the world. You need to prepare. You need to get right with God. You need to Turn away from your sin. The direction of your lives needs to change. Boys and girls, sadly, they wouldn't listen to him. And they didn't heed the warning. And only Noah and his family were spared and saved. Sadly, so many people perished in their sins. You're very welcome. I'm nearly through. Just a couple more. Here's this one here. Who would like to hold this one? Anyone else? I was having a look around here. Go on ahead. Now, do you see the road here? It's warning us. It's warning us. That, and we'll just hold around here so people up here can see as well. There we go. It's warning us that the wide road is becoming a narrow road. And of course that warns us and that teaches us about the only way to God. It's a narrow road. It's a narrow way, it's the way of the cross. You see, to become a Christian, you have to be willing to turn from all sin. Not just some sin. Leave it all behind and take the narrow way. And in Matthew chapter 7, the Lord Jesus Christ spoke about a broad road and a narrow road. Now, on a broad road, there's room enough for everything, every idea, every philosophy. But the narrow road, it's just a very small road, but it's a way to heaven. I wonder, which road are you on? Are you on the narrow road to heaven? If not, then sadly, you continue on the road that you're on. You will perish and be lost in hell forever. You need to be on the right road in life. You're welcome. I'll take that bag off you. There you go. And this is just the last one. I'm going to hold it up myself. And this one here is... I can tell you what, I could use it like this here. This one here, it's not a fan. It's no U-turns. I know that the boys and girls know this chorus really well. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Do you sing that one here? I'm sure most of you know it. In other words, I have decided to follow Jesus. There's no U-turns in my life. I'm not turning round again. I wonder. Is there someone here this evening and you once followed the Lord, you once walked with the Lord, but you have done a U-turn? You have turned around. Well, I want to tell you tonight, you may have fallen out of love with Jesus Christ. He has not fallen out of love with you. God's love toward his people knows no change. It does not change. And he's able to restore the years the locust have eaten. He's able to make it up. The devil would say, oh, your future's finished. But the devil's a liar. Your future's bright and your future's with the Lord. Boys and girls, don't turn back from following the Lord. Some of you have got saved early in life and you're Christians, and that's wonderful. Don't ever turn away from following the Lord Jesus Christ. Follow him fully. Submit to him. Love him. Learn from him. Surrender everything to the Lord. One way. God said to get to heaven, Jesus, he's the only way. You look out for the road signs. You look out for the lessons. Think about the cross. Giving way. Stopping. Boys and girls, the most important thing is that you are following the Lord. And you're right with him. May God bless his word to all of our hearts this evening for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Let's bow in prayer together. We want to add to what God's servant has had to say. What we want to do is to encourage you to come to Christ, to yield to him, to surrender to him. That God has spoken to your heart and troubled you about spiritual things. And you're on the broad way and you want to get on the narrow way and you need help with that. Well, God's servant is here to assist. And may you come to the Saviour. And may you find in him a willing and able Saviour from sin. Thank you, Brother Chris, for being with us today and for the clear presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our loving Father, we rejoice and thank thee that Jesus is the only way. We thank thee that he is a suitable way. And Father, we bless thee that he is a way that welcomes the sinner. And God, we pray that sinners will strive to enter in at the straight gate. We pray that there might be a yielding to Christ and to all that claims that are in the gospel. We pray for those, O God, that are standing at the crossroads. We pray that they may change by thy grace and by the help of thy Spirit. There may be a change of direction in their lives. And there might be a going after God. There might be a seeking after holiness. O God, answer prayer. Save our children. Save the Sabbath school pupils. And Father, their family members, we pray. And we cry, O God, that there might be the establishment of Christian homes in our nation again. We recognize that this is the great need. There is a need for salt and light, O God, in a dark and in a corrupt world. We pray, O Father, that there might be, even as a result of this Children's Day, families trusting in Christ. Lord, the establishment of godly living and a family altar. And, O God, righteousness coming down from heaven. So come and bless, we pray, and take that which has been of thee, and take of our praise and thanksgiving for all that has occurred in this house today. For we offer prayer in and through Jesus' precious and glorious name. Amen and amen. Thank you and God bless.